producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, 855-993-7569. Alrighty, so I talked, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it, about the fact that walking is considered...
Yep.
I mean, it was kind of a stupid article, to be quite honest. I mean, I liked it because it was badly written. It said it's a superfood of exercise. Well, walking is not a food, folks. it's not even a superfood. It is a behavior, an action. But calling it a food, I mean, it's just sloppy thinking.
Yeah. Well, I think they were just maybe making the comparison.
They were saying like it's a it would have been okay with me if they said it's the blueberry of exercise.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
But that actually would have been catchier, smarter,
right.
Not a whole lot less accurate. And, I mean, you can hear. Things like that drive me nuts because I'm conscientious. That was
nice.
From that was
nicely
the previous
played.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. All right, so so what we're hoping for is kind of secrets to exercise. I'll tell you what my secret is, which is not working terribly well, just because I've had these kind of weird medical sort of, I mean, nothing life-threatening or anything, but just like I got an infection in my eye. Not the world's easiest thing to do, apparently not very hard to do. And it's mostly just makes you tired because you can't see very well. And you look like Quasimodo, which, you know, is a little alarming. It's sort of like, when you feel like your face is all swollen and you're sleepy a lot, the idea of working out is not really high on your dance card. But when I've sort of... What I do, sort of, I like, as I've said before, I like to read about a half hour before I go to sleep at night, and about a half hour before I have to get out of bed in the morning. It just sort of, it kind of reboots my system. It kind of is a transition into a relatively busy life and a transition out of one. And so my deal with myself is that I don't read in bed. I'll read on the bicycle. So I'll get, and it turns out if I'm reading,
same, yeah.
I'll work out longer because I'm distracted. So I really am not crazy about the bicycle or the elliptical,
right.
I'm not crazy about any of them just because they're kind of boring. But if I'm reading a book, I do a half hour and then I'm okay. And that's all you're supposed to do anyway, because there are little signs that say other people are waiting. Of course, I'm the only one who actually pays attention to them, but nevertheless. So that's my kind of little trick to myself of, because then I always feel better after I've worked out, even when I'm thinking, oh, I don't really want to do it. So and if I don't, then I sort of don't let myself read. And so that's my carrot.
I think that this totally doesn't sound like a guy thing for me to say this, but it works for me, is finding an outfit or some clothes that you really, 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 you know, want to get, but you want to be in shape for. And to me, that's good motivation.
You metrosexual, you.
I guess so, right?
Well, so is this stuff that you work out in or work out?
Wear? Work out so you can wear.
Like muscle shirt or something?
Well, yeah, just something you can look good in, you know? Yeah.
Although I'll do the same thing, although mine's more, I remember once going to visit my daughter and taking off my jacket and her sort of doing an intake of breath, because I'm not a very big person. I'm tall, but I'm not very big, and I've been doing a lot of shoulder work. And shoulders, if you're not very, very big, well, I mean, you can see the difference in a month.
Right.
And she literally did a gasp. That was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Mom. I don't think I'm quite as gasp-worthy at this moment, but nevertheless, it was. But I'll do it to just sort of feel like, you know, that I'm just not happy about how these clothes fit. It's
sure.
more, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I think,
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, we're all. a little bit, especially as we get older. You know, we used to be able to lose 10 pounds in a week without batting an eye.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
And now, bat away.
Exactly.
All right.
Put 10 pounds on it a day probably nowadays. If
I can't do it. I've always lived on a different coast than my family and a lot of my friends. And so, and when I would go to visit, that's how people take care of you, is they feed you.
Yeah,
they take you out to
fancy
restaurants, they cook for you. So I would come back, and I was usually sleep deprived. So I used to be on a plane. I'd be taking the red eye back, so I get every ounce of vacation. And then what I realized is I was exhausted. So I now, instead of trying to come back a day early and kind of recover from all that fun before I actually have to get back into my life, and that works much better. And because I was on different coasts quite often, that first day back, I'd sleep. Now, if you're sleeping, you're not eating. If you're not eating, your stomach is not quite as bloated. So that was always the way to kickstart the weight that I'd put on, which was, I mean, it could have been as much as like 8 or 10 pounds in the week just because, everybody's was cooking and making
stuffing
food.
Stuffing you with food.
Yeah. And so I could lose it. You know, I'd put it on in a week and then basically take most of it off in a week. Not so easy to do anymore. Yeah. So
getting older is
yeah, that that metabolic thing, you know, gravity not being our friend. All right, let's hear what their little exercise tips, secrets are.
Yeah, so the question we posed is, what is the most important element of your daily fitness routine and why? Our first listener says, the weather. She says she loves to walk. If it's too hot or too rainy, then she can't walk. And I guess, you need the weather to cooperate if you're doing anything outside.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I think people do the gym, so they can't have... Although, I live in an area that's got a lot of running paths. And I actually don't... cement doesn't work terribly well on my joints. So, I walk a lot. But I don't really run on cement. I think it's just too hard on knees and ankles and joints and eyeballs and hips. But I'll see people here. I'll wake up, because to close the windows because it's pouring rain, and I'll see people out jogging. So there are people who are absolutely no matter what. I know, certainly not. But I hear that weather, nice weather is much more conducive to just getting out and being around.
And here in the Great White North, I like to call it, the weather plays a big part in the wintertime. We've got a ton of trails around our place, too, but obviously in the winter, you're having to worry about ice and snow and slipping around.
Do you cross-country ski and stuff like that?
I used to when I was younger. I haven't in many years. It's tough to coordinate the whole thing. My wife and I try and get out and jog or walk or whatever in the winter, even though the weather's... not always appropriate.
The combination of cross-country skiing and paddle tennis.
Not
table tennis, paddle tennis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because, you play it outdoors in the winter. And those two things really changed my sense of cold weather in winter.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun to be out. And, there's something about being out where the steam is coming off your body in the snow because you're so overheated. So, I think, and that's part of it, just find something that you really like to do in the cold weather. You guys don't do, like, ice fishing and stuff like that?
My dad loves ice fishing. He's a big ice fisher. This sounds really stupid.
You don't like being cold.
I don't mind the being cold. I don't like being out in the middle of a lake. Even if it's a couple feet of ice, it kind of freaks me out.
And there's some legitimacy to that. Every year, a couple of people.
Oh, exactly.
And all those underwater, all those movies where somebody's trapped under the ice.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my
fears. I wake up in the middle of the night screaming about those as well.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we've now completely talked people out of ice fishing, ice skating.
Oh,
congratulations for us. I think the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce is going to come in. They're going to have your picture at the post office.
So much for that 107.1.
Yeah. Sorry. It's not my fault. Get him, not me.
Yeah.
All right.
Alika,
so weather.
Yeah. Alika says persistence is her biggest element. She says no matter what the weather is like or the mood she's in, et cetera, she makes her workout happen, and that's the only way.
That's the way to do it.
I guess she's can't argue
with
that.
I've done that with sweat buddies, that if you don't work out 3 days a week, you have to work out five the next.
Oh, that's a good
idea,
yeah.
And that seemed like, an unbelievable kind of burden. And then when you get in the habit of it, to not work out 5 days a week feels really weird. Although, as I mentioned, one of the things is that we boomers were the ones who started the fitness craze, and we're now the ones who are getting the least exercise of any group, which is interesting. And, I mean, obviously part of it is that we were older and we've been, you know, we've all been working out for 30 years. But still, you know, I think we're going to have to do something about it. Especially since we're all going to live to 100 anyway. little whiny folks. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Yeah, well, I do have one right
here. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ori, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
So, well, my situation, I'm kind of a weird situation. I back in February, I moved to California to kind of change my life a little bit. Well, not a little bit, a lot of it. And I drove out here. My brother got a job out here, and he asked him if I could move, if I wanted to move with him, and I said sure. And so we've been living together since February. But issues happened with him, and he had to move back to New Jersey, where we're originally from. And my lease is coming up soon, and I just lost my job as well.
Aww.
And I'm trying to. I don't really know what to do at this point. Well, I have options, kind of. I'm trying to. I might be moving to Seattle. Well, that's what I'm trying to do right now. My best friend lives out there, and I've been trying to find at least a place to sublet for now.
Okay.
I'm kind of. I don't. My financial situation is not the greatest, and plus I need to get my car checked out because there's issues with it right now. I'm actually getting it checked out, and I really hope that's not going to be a lot of money. So I guess my question, I just don't even know what to do at this point.
Okay.
What do I do? I don't know.
All right, let me walk you through a little bit of this. How old are you, Ari?
I'm 26.
Okay. What kind of job did you have?
I was an IT recruiter.
Okay.
For a recruiting firm, and I actually really hated my job, but...
Okay, so we don't want to go back to that. So what kind of job do you want?
Definitely not. I'm trying. That's another thing. I'm trying to figure that out now. I mean, I thought I might be good at sales because I'm like a people person and I enjoy, you know, interacting with people. And but I realized that I'm not a salesman. I'm a definitely people person, but I'm not a salesman.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out.
You may be inside sales, but not outside sales, because they're significantly different events. Outside sales means you got to drum up your own prospects by and large. You got to travel. Inside sales means people come to you much more readily. You can work in retail or whatever. I guess retail is primarily. All right. So, all right. We need to look. I'll tell you the same thing. I told a really good friend of mine at one point who called and said, you know, I don't have a job. I don't have a place to live. I've always wanted to live in Seattle. And I said, go. And she said, well, you know, I don't have. And I said, well, you'll find a job because you've got to find a job somewhere. You'll find a place to live, and Seattle isn't very expensive. Point is, you're not going to starve. Do you have any savings whatsoever?
I have pretty much about $2,500.
Okay. Well, that's not nothing, baby cakes. And hopefully your car is not going to take all of that. We'll face the car gods and sort of say our prayers there. If you could pick any job you wanted, we now know outside sales ain't got your name on it. A recruiter has not got your name on it. What would you like to do?
I mean, I'm a musician. That's my passion. I'd love to play music if I could do that.
Well, for right now, that's probably a hobby that may turn into something, but I don't think I'd count on that as an income stream right now. Would you?
Yeah.
Seattle certainly is not the place it was for, you know, grunge garage bands, you know, 15 years ago, but it's not a bad place. It's a very young place. Everybody is caffeinated and a little drunk because of the microbreweries and Starbucks. But, I mean, one of the possibilities, and again, you need to decide first of all, I am very supportive of people following their dream when they're 26. You got essentially no obligations. You got a little money in the bank, and you don't have children to support. You don't have a mortgage. You don't have a girlfriend who's going to, you know, be sobbing at your doorstep. So, I mean, you're basically free to do essentially anything you want to do. I think in general, and even in this particular situation, I'd probably see about finding a job doing something to begin with. I think it's not a bad idea to have some job, some idea of what you'd like to do eventually. It may be going back to school and getting a degree. It may be, for example, if you're a people person, social work may be something, or teaching might be something that would really interest you. You probably are going to need more of a degree than you have. But Seattle's a great place. It's got a great community college system as well as University of Washington. But I would have some idea, because sooner or later, you're going to have to go talk to somebody about paying you money to do something. And they're going to want to have some idea. Go ahead.
Yeah. One thing I learned, I mean, from being an IT recruiter, I've been kind of getting interested in doing like coding and programming and stuff like that. So I was actually considering, like, one of my options was to, I mean, if I couldn't get anything going in Seattle, to go back home and go back to school and kind of take some courses within like programming or something, see if I might like that.
Well, if you're going to take courses, you could take courses any place, and Seattle's probably slightly cheaper to live in than New Jersey, so that may make some sense.
Yeah.
Corey, I think the problem right now is you're going to have to get a little more focused than you are, and I know I'm sounding like your mother right now, but nevertheless, you know, I can remember sort of graduating from college and thinking, okay, world, here I am. I'm educated. I'm a nice person. I have a lot of energy. Tell me what you want me to do. And you know what? The world's going to go, hello, not going to happen that way. You need to have some sense of what you want to do. And and even if it's what you start doing something and you find out it's not what you want to do, some direction is better than no direction at all. And it may be, for example, that... I mean, if I were moving to Seattle, I would go talk to Boeing and Nordstrom's and maybe Starbucks, except I don't think you really want to be a barista, or maybe you do. But Boeing is a huge contractor, huge employer out of Seattle, and Nordstrom has great benefits and hires a lot of people. But when you go to talk to either of them, you're going to have some idea of what you want to do. You could certainly take an internship someplace. But I would suggest, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to loan you my magic wand. And the thing about my magic wand is it's only workable for about 24 hours. So what you need to do is take it today, sit down with a paper and pencil, and do, I want you to have a bunch of different columns, because even with magic, you have to help the wand out a little bit. And the first is decide, what if you had no restrictions on anything, you could do anything you wanted to do, what would it be? And don't censor yourself. Don't say, well, I'd like to be, you know, a forward for the NBA, and if you're 5'6". But still, I mean, that it may be that sports are something that you really want, and so we'll figure it out. So don't censor yourself. Just what if I could do anything I wanted, no restrictions, what would it be, number one. Number two, second column is, what am I good at? And it may be, for example, I'm a really good typist. I would no more put that on my resume than fly, because as a female, if you say you're a good typist, you're going to end up either doing data input or being a secretary, and I don't want to do either. So I don't, and at this stage of my life, I don't have to really worry about it, but at one stage I did. And I was a good typist. I could type, you know, 70, 80 words a minute, never put it on a resume, because even though I was good at it, I sure didn't want to do it. And you don't give people the idea of, oh, well, here's something we can put her in. And because no matter what they say, whether it's temporary or not, don't get yourself stuck in something you hate. So number one, if I could do anything I wanted. Number two, what am I good at? And with any luck, there'll be some overlap. But even if there's not, you can call me back and we'll go through your list. You also may want to put some idea of what you don't want to do. Because if you're not careful, people are very clear, as you are, about what you don't want to do, but unclear about what they do want to do. So,
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, it's that time of week. Well, I tell you about DVDs coming out. All right, so we go to two separate lists because the places that we used to do just doesn't work very well anymore. That they're having, I guess the entire world is having computer issues.
Yeah.
It's probably because of October. But because one of them didn't have one of the major movies that's coming out. But let me just tell you what they agree on. They agree that Are You Here with Owen Wilson and Zach Galifianakis' movie, which is not very good, unfortunately. The idea being that that Owen Wilson is playing is, you know, at some point, I mean, I think Owen Wilson's charming, but he's been playing the same role for, like, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
And yeah, he's getting a little long in the tooth for it, but nevertheless. And Zach has always played the same role. He inherits his estranged father's fortune, womanizing a local weatherman, Steve Dallas. Owen Wilson joins force. This this was kind of such a mean-spirited movie that, you know, I didn't particularly like it. On the other hand, I did like this movie, which didn't do very well in the theaters, and maybe it'll do better on DVD. It's called Chef with Jon Favreau, who plays the chef. Robert Downey Jr. plays him, his kind of a sleazy, I assume, send-up of himself. Sofia Varga plays Jon Favreau's incredibly adorable girlfriend, I guess. This is the story of Carl Casper, who loses his chef job and cooks up a food truck business in hopes of reestablishing his artistic promise. I actually like this. I thought it was charming. I mean, we've seen some of it before, but food trucks have become such a part, at least in this part of the world, have become part of the scene, I guess. So there we go. So those are the major movies that are coming out this week, except the major movie, which one of them didn't even mention, so I assume that it's accurate because one had it and one didn't, is one of the big movie makers of the year, which is Transformers, Age of Extinction. After an epic battle, what? Go ahead.
Oh, did you see this one or not?
Sure.
And did you see the? I mean, I assume you saw the other ones too.
You know, I must tell you, I didn't see the original Transformers when it first came out, but okay. I saw it before the second one came out.
Okay.
And the idea, I mean, the idea of cars turning into robots, I thought was thrilling. I thought it was really fun. I mean, the movies are stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid. But the sort of the visuals on it are so thrilling,
right?
And the music is so noisy, and I mean Michael Bay knows how to do this stuff.
Yeah, you know what? One of my best friends from high school and college actually did the sound on each one of those Transformer movies.
Well, the sound is great.
Yeah,
I mean, there's crunching and things, and
yeah.
And you know, one of the things that occurred to me, which was actually answered in this movie, is what happens to the passengers in the car when they turn into robots?
Right.
Well, I mean, inquiring minds want to know, because you're riding along in this kind of cool car, and all of a sudden it decides it wants to be something else.
Yeah.
What happens to you? Well, they actually show you in one of those.
Yeah, they kind of kick you out.
Cool.
And
Mark Wahlberg, Stanley Tucci. Kelsey Grammer's in this one. You know, if Kelsey's in it, he's up to no good. I mean, you just know Fraser Crane is not going to be a good guy in this one. After an epic battle, a great city lies in ruins, but the Earth itself is saved. As humanity begins to pick up the pieces, a shadowy group emerges to try to take control of history. Meanwhile, an ancient and powerful new menace sets its sights on Earth, a new group of humans led by Cade Yeager. Where do they get these names? Of course, Shane Parr, what am I saying? And Joy Brown, I mean, what are we talking about here? Mark Wahlberg helps Optimus Prime and the Autobots rise up to meet their most fearsome challenge yet, a worldwide war of good versus evil. And I said to Shane, I said, you know, I saw this, I don't remember anything about it. But that's the point. They are all exactly the same. But, I mean, what cool names? Cade Yeager, Optimus Prime. I mean, we love this part.
Well, I got to tell you too,
sound like porn names, right?
Yeah, you know, they kind of do. Yeah. Well, at least rock star names or something, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
As a kid, though, I'll tell you what, Transformers. I mean, nothing better a little boy than a car that turns into a robot and fights, right?
Yeah, I'm enough of an engineer to think that I actually bought an old boyfriend like a Transformer for Christmas.
Oh, really?
And I played with it. I mean, I have to admit, I just find the ingenuity of it.
Yeah, it's kind of like
watching,
a Rubik's Cube or something.
Watching it happen.
Yeah.
So these are completely forgettable movies. Believe it or not, Mark is getting long enough in the tooth to have a sexy daughter wandering around, you know, and he plays kind of an auto mechanic. And watching these things transform, I mean, how much fun is this?
Yeah.
They're stupid.
Yeah,
stupid. But are they fun? They are.
Yeah.
All right, they said, has made the worst and most worthless Transformer movie yet. I know, hard to believe. How could any summer blockbuster be as dull, dumb, and soul-sucking as the first three Transformer movies? Step right up. Yeah, I mean, they are, but they're stupid. They say, imagine instead of creating new music, a recording artist kept putting out the exact same album, just playing the songs a little louder each time. That's what it feels like watching Transformers Age of Extinction. I agree, but having said that, I mean, it's a summer movie. You really don't go.
Yeah.
I can remember when I did the review. If you go to drjoy.com, you can hear me do the review. And I started talking about the Autobots and Optimus Prime, and I said, why am I doing this? If you're looking to have a plot in this movie, go see Hamlet. This is not Hamlet. This is things going crash and driving fast and transforming, and so it's fun.
Well, isn't that what all these movies are, though? I mean, the big summertime blockbusters, and I love them. I'm a sucker for them. I love going to the theater to see
these
movies.
This one, but it also makes Captain America look like Hamlet.
True. That's very true. And I have to tell you, I did not see this one because I just wasn't excited
what,
after
Transformers.
Yeah,
No, it's visible. I mean, but it'll. I mean, have you ever watched any of these on a small screen? I don't know how I don't
probably.
Know how they translate.
Yeah,
my
I guess
is that they're
know.
Not quite as much fun.
Yeah,
because
I wouldn't
part of
wouldn't
this is just
so.
Being surrounded by the noise.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The spectacle,
and the sense that you're in the middle of it, and you know you're about to be squashed, and these things are big and you know awful, and yeah. I mean, so I seldom see movies on unless they're sending me a screener, and usually the screeners that they send me are documentaries, and so it's not it's not something that really needs to be seen with a Dolby sound and a Although I did go to a 3D movie last night. It's called Leonardo 3D, and it's on the History Channel. And I just sent Shane off an email saying, is this too far afield to do on It's Broken, Let's Fix It? Just because Leonardo is such a fascinating guy. Did you know he was born out of wedlock?
I did not know that.
I did not either.
Interesting.
I did not either. And he was not particularly well known. He spent 15 years on one painting. Do you know which painting it was? They only discovered it after his death. He died, I think, at 67, something like that, which is relatively advanced.
That wasn't my guess, but I would have guessed, like, maybe the Mona Lisa or something. But
that's exactly right.
Oh, it was. Okay.
15 years, except it was called The Merchant's Wife.
Ah,
not called the Mona Lisa.
Okay, sure.
And it was discovered. He spent 15 years on it, and the whole idea was that the face wasn't so much. If you look at the background of this, and I remember in History of Art, even before this, talked about the fact that he believed in following the natural world, and he described water as being like hair, that it twisted and turned in the same way and came, you know, it's a really interesting documentary. The point being about this, that it was at a regular screening room, not one of the big theaters, and so they passed out 3D glasses, and these are serious glasses. These are not the little, you know, cardboardy ones. And not only did they pass out these glasses, which have rubberized stuff around them, but they passed out little cleaning things so we could take all the smudges off of them. And they weighed a lot, which are not my favorite things. And so at the end of it, I know obviously the projectionist, since I'm there 3 or 4 times a week, and he came. And the woman sitting next to me, whom I did not know, said, is the 3D okay? And I said, it's just not very good. And she said, well, my glasses are broken. I said, well, let me see. And they weren't. They were just as bad as mine. It just wasn't very good 3D. And she said, no, I'm going to go exchange them. So she clumps past all the people. So the projectionist already came up to me afterwards, and he said, how is the 3D? And I said, what do you mean? He said, did it work? And I said, no. It was dark. You couldn't read any of the writing at all, and the 3D was very ineffective. He said, yeah, but I mean the glasses. And I said, well, that's what I'm telling you. He said, well, I watched the first 5 minutes, and it was okay. And I said, it wasn't a very good experience, and everybody had trouble with it. So bad 3D. Somebody told me that they saw a 3D movie that was actually great in 3D.
I still have not had that experience. Yeah.
I thought Avatar was pretty interesting.
Did you
see Avatar?
Yeah. I mean it just doesn't do it for me still. I'm not
crazy about it. I'd much rather if I have a choice of seeing a movie in 3D or 2D, I see it in 2D.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
you got a headache from it.
Yeah, well,
and
true. Yeah.
God knows what we're transmitting to one another. Those stupid glasses, batting her little swollen eyes. I know. This is not the week to talk with me about eye infection. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joe. We'll go back to. It's been kind of quiet around here today, so if you need to call me, it's a good time to do so right now. 855-99 Dr. Joy. And we'll do a little bit more about your exercise regimen and how you inspire not only yourself but us. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true, what that dude said. I'm here to help. Anything that's on your mind is what we'll talk about around here. 855-99-DR-JOY. So we're talking about exercise stuff.
Yeah, and kind of what the people on Facebook had to say about that. I think the question that we actually asked here, let me pull it up again here. is what's the most important element in your daily fitness routine and why?
Right. Yeah, we like the wording of that.
Yeah.
Element.
Yeah. Oh, yep. So, okay. So the next person up here, Kathy, says getting out of bed. Well, yeah, I guess
that's... Oh, honey, I'm with you. It's so hard to do those exercises lying flat with your pillow.
Yeah, that's something you absolutely do need to do is get out of
turn
bed.
Turn to the left, open your eye, open left eye, open right eye. There you go.
So, yeah, a little humor there. Liz, the next one says finishing. So
she's not even a couch potato. She's a bed potato.
Yeah, bed potato. Yeah,
there
exactly.
We go,
So, Liz says finishing. I'm not sure what she if she's maybe saying motivation with that or...
Probably getting started on something is one thing. You know, it's sort of starting an exercise regimen, yeah. But, you know, everybody can... It's like if you're in a health club, like the first week in January is like being in Grand Central Station.
Right.
And then by the second week in January, you can have your place back again because everybody's in their new shiny leotards and their fancy shoes have stayed at home. I know it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah,
I think it's why. I think it's why that the idea of somehow making it part of your daily life, that's what I convinced the guy, my producers in the past, John, is... He was saying he wasn't getting any exercise. I said, well, park far away in the parking lot when you come to work. And just so you have to walk that extra bit of time. So it's part of, you know, it's part of what you have to do. And when it's terrible weather, you can park close. But the rest of the time, just that extra, you know, extra block and a half. Like last night, I had a choice of what subways to pick. And I thought, you know what? It's early. It's nice weather. I could use the extra exercise. So instead of being about a 5-block walk, it was about a 10-block walk. And I thought, you know, that's good.
Yeah, I know my wife and I do the same thing. In fact, the other night we had a chance to park right up at the front, and I said, "No, you know what? I'm gonna park all the way at the back of the parking lot."
Yeah. Just make it a part of what you get done, and then it's not quite so odious, and you don't have to make yourself do it, and you get in the habit of it.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Here you go, Ishmael. I don't know. I think he needs to call us up. He says caffeine and hate. Boy, oh boy. All right.
Okay, honey. Yeah. And so much for the health benefits.
Maybe he should drop the caffeine and that would help with the hate. I don't know.
Not necessarily, but there is something about sort of working out your aggressions. Right?
It's true, yeah. You know, working with a boxer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done boxing?
Yeah, I've done boxing. I've never... Never tried.
Never hated anybody.
Yeah, I never hated anybody enough.
Well, the thing about it is that if you're a girl, like I am, first of all, the first thing you learn is not to tuck your thumb into your fist because it's how you break your thumb.
Break your thumb, yeah.
Well, but guys know this. Girls don't know this.
Sure.
That's number one. And number two, that you don't punch from your elbow because you will dislocate your shoulder. You punch from essentially your hips and your shoulder. And when you're doing that, there is something about boxing that even if you're not, you know, if you're not furious at the beginning, there is something you can see why there's a certain kind of anger that feeds on itself, because just the act of being that aggressive with your body and that much of your body sort of gets your adrenaline going. It's clearly a feedback loop that I was completely unaware of. It's also great exercise. The other thing about boxing, you can do it, it doesn't have to be boxing, because I once did it with marimbas. But holding your arms up and moving your arms continually for any length of time
that's
exhausting.
Wear you out. Yeah,
yeah, it really
absolutely
does.
Yeah.
All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hattie.
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully. Thank you.
Okay, great. So I have a question. We have a teenager. He's a junior and generally does pretty well in school. Today he got a new iPhone 6, and my wife was converting the phone for him and kind of reviewed some texts and saw that he's kind of been drinking, partying with a couple kids that he started hanging out with, and in one case drove home from the kid's house after having some shots, apparently. So just, I know you've addressed this before, and I've listened to you, and I just thought maybe touch base. I can't recall what you're.
Well, the good news about this is that you don't have to worry about the sneaking issue, because as you know, the problem about sort of taking unauthorized looks at your kid's phone is that the conversation very quickly will derail to, I can't believe you don't trust me. And this one where it sounds like, you know, that the mom, that he knew that mom was going to be dealing with the phone. So that it was, and so then the question becomes, which you don't really need to deal with, but I get to kind of at least muse about it, did he do this on purpose? Because he knew mom was going to be looking at the phone. And what I would do is just be very, I'm not sure I would double team him, although that really depends on the dynamics of your marriage as much as anything else. But it's certainly, given the fact that mom found it, it's okay for mom to go. What I wouldn't suggest is that you do it without mom, because then it's going to get very complicated about, you know, who was looking at what. But mom certainly has permission, as far as I'm concerned, to say, hey, you know, I was putting together your phone and I noticed this stuff, and let's talk about this. You know, I'm not crazy about you drinking at 16 or 17 because it's illegal, but I'm not completely stupid and understand that it's not out of the realms of possibility that sooner or later you would try alcohol. But here's the deal. Driving when you've had anything to drink is completely not okay. And my deal with kids this age is that you have either $20 in your shoe or you can call me, no questions asked, no sermon given, anytime you've been drinking when you're driving. You cannot drink and drive. Because it's my five things that I think that each parent should try and commit to their kid, and their kid should commit to them, is that you graduate high school, because without it, you second-class citizenship, that you don't get anybody pregnant, and you don't get pregnant, you don't get arrested, you're not drug addicted, and no car accidents. And that means no drinking and driving. And so my deal with kids has always been, you know, we have a history of alcoholism in our family, or we don't, or it's understandable that you would experiment, or you can try it at home, or whatever. But any drinking, no sip, no nothing, that either you're a designated driver and you've had nothing to drink, or you call, and there will be no lecture, and I will come and pick you up. Because it's, I mean, sooner or later, your kid, within a year or two, is going to be out of the house, whether at college or whatever on their own, and to a certain extent is already out of the house. And the issue is not are they drinking. The issue is are they putting themselves and other people in jeopardy. So I think mom needs to address this today on the understanding of, hey, you know, I put your phone together and I noticed some text and we need to talk about this. It's okay for the two of you to do it together if you want, but I think she has to take the lead since it was her information. What you don't want is for you to deal with it as opposed to her dealing with it, because then we get the he said, she said. All right? So let me put you on hold. If I haven't answered all your questions and there's some more, let me hold you over. If I have, I'll get Shane with you, and we can either figure that we're done or that I'll hold you over. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.